can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well done. Just looking at the cadence bars, they're not going that well.
They determine your mood, don't they, those cadence
bars? Why aren't they up?
Well, don't talk over the top of me, you rude prick. Why do they determine your mood? Are they working, Johnny?
Well, they're working, but...
I've told you many times, you just severed. We had a terrific technician here doing the job, and because of your personality...
It's nothing to do with the technician.
We never had this problem when we had a good technician, but because of your personality, you blast with everybody.
It's nothing to do with the
technician. You fall out with everyone.
It's nothing to do with the technician. So before we start, I just want to say this. I'll just tell you. The most corrupt...
Oh, here we go. Politician, Daniel Andrews.
Joe Biden.
The most corrupt, dishonest and cowardly attack on the political system is being waged by a government that has been hissed, or hit even, with a pernicious strain...
Pernicious meaning what?
I'm not going to explain...
You know, please, there's a lot of people out there that are ignorant like me.
Not
pernicious. Come on, please.
I'm not going to explain the English language.
No,
to you,
come on. You and Sam Kekovich use these big words and you fuck them all up.
I know what they mean, though.
Oh, come on. Pernicious.
The most corrupt, dishonest and cowardly attack on the political system is being waged by a government that has been hit with a pernicious strain of syphilis. The retarded...
What?
The retarded Biden White House is slowly trying to deny the great Donald Trump. And sooner or later, the media won't be a shill for the dopey man who's president, a shill. There's another word you don't know. Pernicious and shilled on these are English languages, words in the English language. And if you don't know them, just look at this as a learning curve for your education. So that's all I'll say about that. Just watch this space.
Come on.
Sooner or later, the dishonest media here and over in America will finally realise what's going on. Now, that's that.
Good.
Now, Don, we are going to do a standalone segment. This is you and I. We are ahead of the curve. I have no doubt in saying that. Everything we've said in recent times, in the last year or 18 months, are about to come true or have been signalled by The Voice. What's going on with the Welcome to Country?
What have we said about The Voice?
We have said, I've said on your behalf.
Oh, yeah, thank you. The only thing wrong with The Voice is
Don.
Can I put my state on? Well, tell me about The Voice.
No, I'm not telling you about The Voice now.
Well, listen to my position on The Voice.
Don, please, we're going to do a standalone segment on the things that this podcast has been right on, right? From I Cook Foods to The Voice to renewable energy to the nuclear to COVID vaccine to climate change to the disgrace of the corruption of this government to potholes to everything. So we're going to do a standalone segment on that, not now, right? Now, first lead on. I don't know if you watched I've been so annoyed about this. I don't know, you'll think this is trivial, but did you watch Australia beat France in the soccer, the women's soccer?
Twice.
Of course. What?
Twice. I watched the warm-up game and I watched the game the other night.
The warm-up?
They had a warm-up game World Cup.
Please, mate.
They also played them, so I've watched it twice.
Oh, did you watch them play the warm-up game against Afghanistan two years ago? No. So if you watched the game against France and Australia, luckily, and so would France have been lucky if they'd won, but they won, and it was fantastic. And here's a thing that I've said for years. if you are going to televise sport, make sure that you capture the emotion of what the game's about. How would you get a job at a television station if the producer who televises the and has all those screens in front of them and knows which one to capture the emotion of sport has no understanding of what sport is about? And in order to understand what sport's about, you've got to have played the game. So, did you notice that at the end of the game, when everyone was jumping up and down, and rightly so, Sam Kerr, the great Sam Kerr, started to walk towards the French contingent.
Mm,
the
I
French,
saw that.
And the camera went to a shot
that's right.
Of fat, sweating, stupid people in the crowd.
Yeah,
with
okay.
Face
so what are you saying?
Wouldn't you have liked to have seen what Sam Kerr, the great Sam Kerr, was going to do when she walked over to the French contingent? Commiserate with them, shake their hand, say this, I don't know. And I thought, my God, could you turn the camera away at
that.
Any ridiculous...
Mm.
Now, that person should be summarily sacked by the people who run that station. Not Channel 7 necessarily, whoever. Who, and it's
a,
like
it's
when...
It's the director. The director calls the cuts.
Yeah, all right.
No, that's the director.
Right. Okay,
he sits there and presses the buttons.
Okay, so it's when people play tennis and they've had a five-hour match and they walk toward the net and they show the stupid support people in the stand, football, boxing. It's mind-blowing how people do not understand what sport's about. So that's the first thing.
Are we talking about the World Cup or we're coming back to
that? No, you wouldn't. We're up. Now,
Hang on. What are we talking? Are we talking about World Cup or we're going to come back to it?
Well, we can talk about anything we like, but the doc, MD, he can only spare us 15 minutes from Sydney today.
Well, that's good.
I've got a feeling. Jody, his betrothed, has said, "Why don't you limit the time you speak to these boys?"
Why would you assume? You make a lot of assumptions in life.
Don't you reckon she?
No,
might
no,
have said,
she wouldn't. She's not like that.
Hattie, you don't even know her. Have you met her?
I would say that she's a very nice lady.
So Don, I wasn't talking about whether she's a nice lady or not. I'm sure she's a very nice lady. I reckon she said to the doc, hey, listen, why don't you cut back a bit of it? I mean, I think 15 minutes is enough because they get onto some pretty edgy topics and you don't want to be associated
with
them.
He's not bad himself.
He gets
onto some edgy topics.
Good interview with apparently...
with Albanese. Did you see that one on YouTube? I watched it on YouTube.
I know he's killing.
He doesn't mind having a go. Go, Benny.
Oh, here it is. Here.
But his competition. I saw his competition the other day. What's his name? The guy, the shock jock. You know,
yeah.
Carl Sand.
Carl.
Holy
Kyle.
Kyle. Is it?
Kyle Sandilands.
Does he? He hasn't got a filter when he starts talking.
No.
Oh, he's crude, rude, and vulgar.
Is he? That's probably listen to him because they love the...
What, crude, rude and vulgar?
They love the unwokeness of a general...
No, he's not... it's not wokeness. This is just crudeness.
I said unwokeness.
I don't give a... it's rude.
Unwoke means he's not woke. He speaks generic language that most people understand.
Are they on at the same time, Kyle Sandilands?
Of course they are.
They're
competition,
you moron. No, they're in Sydney.
Well, how would they not be on at the same time if they're competition to one another? What do you think? He's on the Midnight to Dawn program, Kyle, do you?
I don't know.
So there's the soccer.
We haven't finished with the soccer.
Well, go ahead.
Did you watch last night's game?
I did not, but I was...
Why? Oh, I don't care why.
No,
but could I just tell you, I thought, this could go to penalty shootout. Then, who was it? Sweden? Yeah, Sweden.
And Spain, Don.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking who...
Don't worry about their names. No one can remember their names.
Anyway, a goal was scored, and I thought they'll go through the 81-minute mark. They've only got to hold on for another quarter of an hour at most. Then Spain got the first one.
They only got the only one.
The Sweden came back 8 minutes later or 7 minutes later, the 88-minute mark, got a goal, and you think it's all over. It's all over. Hey, what do you mean? You're calling the dog.
Go ahead. I was trying to get someone's attention.
You whistle a dog.
So there were two goals scored, was there? Was it 2-1, Don? Was it 2-1, the score?
It was 2-1 because Spain came back third.
Go on, you fucking moron.
No, you talk. You're a rude bastard. You haven't been brought up properly.
Go ahead.
If your parents are still alive, I'd say...
It was 2-1, was it?
It was...
Go ahead. You go ahead. 2-1. Well, that's a good
90
game.
Seconds later, Spain came back and shot another one. So in the space of 10 minutes,
yep.
Three goals are scored.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
No, it's and won't we be on the edge? Is it tonight?
Yep. Oh, is it tonight?
No, well, won't we be on the... Well, I've been given the wrong information. Hang on, so far. Won't we be on the edge of
what is your producer... Hey? Or your research assistant?
I didn't see this. I forgot that it was on, and I was told that Spain got a goal and won, but they got actually two goals and won. Did they?
Well, I'd get onto your research assistant.
Well, I just have
Saka, or him. Is it him or she or what?
Well, she's. Who knows? Or what? I think she's non-binary. LGBT, she's non-binary.
LGBT.
Can I get plus? Can I get? I'm glad you've got onto the segue of that. Have a listen to this, Don.
What?
Now have a listen to this. This is where we're headed, and we're only headed this way if you wish to comply with this nonsense. So, this is the new language that's been asked to be formally adopted in schools and in businesses and the workplace, and it starts with, and this is an example. I asked Xia, that's X-Y-R, to come to the movies, and Z said yes, that's X-E. Let me finish this. Zir, or here, commonly pronounced as Z, said the teacher graded Zir's paper today and Z got an A+. Z said to himself that I'm her favourite number, H-I-R. So I looked up what all these things mean. This is what they're asking pronouns. This is people can ask to be called by these pronouns. Have a listen to this. Xer is the gender-neutral pronoun set, and you select which one suits you. That's Z-E. Z-I-R is the gender-neutral third-person singular possessive. That's Zir, Z-I-R. And H-I-R is here, is unspecified non-binary gender. And people
Well, listen,
are
when you're looking these terms up, could you look up pernicious for me, please?
I know what pernicious
means.
Yeah,
but could you look it up and just... Because you've looked up those three terms.
Well, did you know...
Can you find out about pernicious for me?
The point of this is, Don, we are being asked to comply and kowtow to people who carry on with this bullshit.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
It's your decision as to whether you want to follow or not.
No, it's not, Don.
Why?
Well, because you didn't get dead. So I spoke to Danny. Danny. Yeah. We mentioned
Danny
Laidley. God, is that a name? Is that the name? Danny. Yeah, Danny Laidley.
What did you just... Okay, what's that got
we
to do
We spoke
it?
Here about Danny Laidley. And you said, well, I when mean, he was coach of North Melbourne...
No, I didn't. I said...
Well, I did. One of us, I called him he at some stage, just inadvertently. I called him he because we were talking about coaching in North Melbourne or something. And he jumped on the Google machine there.
On the what machine?
The text machine and said... I hear that... I referred to him as he.
He or you, I did, I think. Anyway,
one of us did.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say I did.
Excuse me.
So don't worry about being not complying. If they jump down your throat, Don, you could be, if you had a business to be cancelled, then you could be cancelled for not saying Z, her, ah, and all those, that nonsense. So... So just as a segue to this, Don, don't think I'm making this up. This is in the New York Post. I'm looking at it. That's the New York Post. A transgender woman demands her ex-boyfriend return her testicles from his fridge.
What?
This transgender woman has had her testicles removed, the agates, and they've been put in a jar in his fridge, And now, because they've split up, she wants her testicles back, or his testicles back.
What's he going to do with them?
Or hers, or Z's. So this is where it's headed.
What are they going to do with them?
Oh, I don't know. Might roast them and eat them. I don't know what this. She might have them inserted back in. I don't know. But that you think I make these things
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I do.
That is a headline in the New York Post, which is not a rag. It's a reputable magazine. So be careful of the pronouns you call someone. Thou, thy.
Can we get back onto something? If we're talking about political things like you are at the moment, can we get something local? And could I ask you a question? I thought we were going to get some information on The Voice in the mail. I have been going to my letterbox for weeks. Whiz. No, what do you mean, gee whiz? Yeah, I was told.
I know, Don.
I am waiting for information.
All you get in the mail is a pamphlet saying, vote yes.
Have you got one? I haven't got anything.
But no, it's just a pamphlet that says, vote yes.
What they sent out?
Yes.
Well, I didn't receive it in my...
But it doesn't give you any information as to what it's about. And this is what I say to you, Don. This is why you shouldn't vote for it, because you don't know what it is.
Well,
it's
I'm listening to both sides through the media. The media are conducting the campaign.
It is a crock of nonsense. And this is in one of our... This is why we're going to do a standalone segment on why we're right. And we've been backed up as to why we're right by Aboriginal elders and politicians. But we're not doing that now, if you wouldn't mind. I want you to get through your topics, please. Jessica Mowbray.
Yeah, she's a judge on.
No, she's not a judge. She's a great singer.
Jessica, I was doing a flick the other night and I saw, what's that show called?
Judy.
You idiot, Joe-faced Judy. Is it? Oh, thank you, the researcher said. It's called The Voice. They have four people who sit up and people get up and
is she
get,
one
you
of the
could
judges?
Actually, you could actually
well,
do it.
Well, she's a judge on that, but she's a singer.
That's Jessica right. Mowbray. They're all singers. Guy Sebastian.
Jessica Mowbray. If you want to know about the Indigenous... history, this is the way to learn it without browbeating kids in kindergarten to read out Welcome to Country at the start of every sitting that they before they get their porridge and soup and bloody play lunch. Indigenous Literary Day is being conducted.
What's it got to do with Jessica Mowbray?
Is being conducted by Jessica Mowbray, and she's teaching people who are interested about Dreamtime, the songs, the stories, the languages. And the bloke said you can go to Wiper. Wiper is where it's being held. I thought if you're going
Where's
to advertise
Wiper?
Exactly, if you're going to advertise where Indigenous Literary Day is, it's Weeper. Wouldn't you think you'd be able to pronounce the country town properly? Weeper. He said Wiper.
Isn't Weeper a mining town somewhere?
Exactly, Don.
No, I'm serious.
It is, Don.
I'm looking to our assistant all the time for confirmation because I get nothing out of you.
You get nothing out of me. I correct every single thing you say, Don. Weeper is a mining town. It's up north. And that's the way you learn about...
So they're having something at Weeper, are they?
What did I just say?
I don't know. I'm going back
over. Did you hear me mention Jessica Mowbray? Did you hear me mention her?
No, I'm going
What did
back.
I say she was doing?
I'm reinforcing
you are
what
as,
you
are
said.
As, you. You're like as dumb as a brick. You're as dumb as a stone.
No wonder you've gone through four marriages. Now, is it four or three? You'd be very hard to live with.
Well, you've had two, Don.
I know.
Yeah?
I'm only three behind you.
Two, really, in essence. Now, Don... So we have had, I'm telling you.
Oh, we're going this.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Michael Christian Menswear.
.com up, what is it? .com up your bum.
It's michaelchristianmenswear.com, Don. Don't say up your bum because people have typed that in and the emails come back to him saying no address known by this. So it's michaelchristianmenswear.com. Now, we'll show this when we do the promo, but you can't see.
What have you got there?
This is a stubby holder.
Really?
And do you know why this will be a collector's item? Because it's got a picture of you smiling on it. No one has ever seen you smile, including your family. And there's a picture of you and me on it. They're fantastic quality. They are made, produced, and packaged in Tasmania, and not one part of it.
Oh shit! They'd be made in China.
Holy mackerel! Did you hear what I just said? The point of it is that it is a fantastic, if you like, stubby holders. It's very well produced, and it is made and produced in Tasmania. That the rubber might have come from somewhere else. I don't know. That's where they make tyres. But the whole artwork...
I think it's a generic thing, red. Why have we gone for red as a colour? It reminds me too much of Trump.
Well, you're wearing red.
I know.
Mm. The Australian Grand Prix Corporation.
I was waiting for that.
They're about to be sued.
I was waiting for you.
Because they cancelled the 2020 Grand Prix.
Concert.
And the concert.
Yeah.
And
Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Well, how do you reckon that'll go? Do you think that they would have a case, seeing as Dan closed the state down due to a bogus... for a bogus reason that he said, COVID might spread to everyone. Everything they did about this is why we were right. We're going to get onto that in our segment about we're going to actually stroke our own dicks, Don. We're going to say how right we've been on a whole lot of subjects. We are ahead of the curve. And while I'm on Michael Christian, I'm just going to read. Now, Ivan rang in. Ivan texted in. He said he was very...
That was my neighbour.
Dumb cock.
My neighbour.
You asked.
I have given up. My neighbour's probably, my house is burning down. But I'll let it burn for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah, it's right. It burnt down, did $8 million worth of improvements to it. Ivan texted. He was going.
He what? Texted.
Ivan texted. Do you understand?
No, he texted.
Do you understand?
No, there's no such word as texted.
All right, he texted.
Thank you.
I don't believe that. I think it's
texted. That something like pernicious? Texted?
Ivan text in. I'm saying he texted. Yeah, I don't care if it's... He texted in on X. Isn't that Twitter? No, I don't know what it is. And he was terribly sorry, but he... He's terribly sorry he couldn't make it in today.
Oh, shit. Where is he signing autographs in the lounge in Perth? He got caught, missed the plane.
Just let me finish, Don. Ivan has snatched his job over in the mines. He's retired. He's coming back here for good. And he said he was very sorry that he couldn't get here today. I hope it's all right. Can you go on without me, he said. Because his plane got diverted to Sydney because it couldn't land at...
You had something to do with that.
It couldn't land at Tullamarine. Can I get you on to Tullamarine, this bloke?
Hang on. You're flipping like a mad woman's breakfast.
No, well,
you're going from Ivan up to Sydney now to Tullamarine. So well, what are you saying about...
We call it Tullamarine, but here's the other thing. This is the other thing. That a bloke landed at the airport and it's got... you can pick your luggage up at the Qantas terminal... flight from Ngari.
Hey, hang on. Good one.
N-G-A-R.
Is that the word?
Ngari.
Well, what about the dingoes? I saw that somewhere. I've got it here as a topic. They've got dingoes at that joint. Now, where is it? Can you tell me where it is? Here, I've got it to you. K-G-A-R-I.
I'm looking at my assistant over there.
She's laughing.
Do you know who we're laughing at?
Who?
We're laughing at you, not with you, you.
I think you're laughing.
Man picked his luggage up from the carousel and it said, if you've just flown in from Ngari or Ngupna or Gove, or the luggage is available at Nam. And he said, how'd you be if you've come from the other side of the world and you're trying to find your luggage? They're giving the Aboriginal names.
Okay, well, where are the dingoes? There was a news thing about the bloody dingoes at Kigari. Where the hell is that?
This is my point, Don.
Where is it?
Oh, hello. I don't know that, Don. I can tell you the meaning of some English words, but I can't tell you where Ngari is.
You can't tell me what pernicious means.
I can tell you what pernicious means. Rampant.
Rampant.
Do you know what rampant means? This is like, I'll tell you what I'll do, Don. I'll spend the next couple of days trying to write down one syllable words that you'll understand, and I'll tailor my whole of my conversation to one syllable words. Do you know what this means, Don? Now, that I think they're all one syllable words, those. We could have a conversation on phonetic speech. So the bloke lands at Tullamarine, and it's got he had no idea where his luggage had come from or where he was going, because this is Mr. Joyce and Mr. Joyce. Wait till we get on to Mr. Joyce and Mr. Joyce. This is in We Told You That We Were Right segment, but we're going to do a standalone segment.
You saw
segment.
They Qantas have backed the voice, haven't you? Did you see Qantas?
Of course they have. So is the AFL. Exactly. Why? Because
I don't think the AFL
have backed the voice.
They wrote to the clubs trying to get the clubs to endorse it. And I don't think the clubs
endorsed it. Well, that's the AFL.
It.
That's the people sitting in the top of... They've fallen them over themselves to be the feigned indignation of people who... And I'll tell you, it's turned. People have had a gutful of it. But this is... We'll get onto this when we say we were right segment. We're not doing this now. But it's just... there's too much for us... to go on about. We showed you that Paramount, who own Channel 10, have got the weather map with all the bloody indigenous cities and names on it.
I don't watch it.
So I don't. Someone sent this in and said, Can you believe this? And I said, no. So now, just a quick shout-out, Don. Here's a quick shout-out to a friend of mine who wants us to mention the Commentators Club lunch on Grand Final Thursday. Now, don't say what is this about. On the 28th of Thursday at the Zinc Auditorium at Federation Square. It's called Zinc, Z-I-N-K, Z-I-N-C, sorry. And it's for to raise funds for the homeless. And if you want to go and be entertained at the Commentators Club for some entertainment on a Thursday at lunchtime for the AFL Grand Final coming up. If you want to be part of it, you just type in Anonymous X, and that'll tell you how to book some tickets. It'll be a great thing because there's good entertainment, there's football personalities, and I'm doing this as a shout-out to my friend who said, could we mention it? Zinc at Federation Square on Thursday the 28th, and if you want to get some tickets, very good entertainment and singers, go to Anonymous X. That's what it's called. I googled it myself and it tells you it's to raise money for the homeless, Don. A very good cause. And the way you're going, you look as though you're homeless. You're almost a hobo. Yes, Bo, I said, not... I said hobo. Now the next shout out we're doing them. We may as well do them now. We may as well do them now. Will we do them now?
Do you know, Matt, I just sit here and just let you go. I tailor my whole thing to.
Do you know Matty Johns? Matt Johns
in Sydney.
A very, very good operator. Used to be on Channel 9, now on Fox. NRL show, and
are you going to give him a shout out?
He listens, and
why would he listen?
Well, Don,
I thought he had a few brains.
Don, why does anyone listen? Because maybe
that's right. It staggers me when I walk around.
Does it, Don? People
of high intellect.
Well, Matt's of high intellect. He's brother of Andrew Johns, the Johns brothers.
Yeah.
But Matt listens. And people listen maybe because they resonate with most things we say. I would say there'd be not many people who've disagreed with anything we've said so far today. Not many people.
But they wouldn't, if they disagree, they wouldn't listen in.
Well, you've got to listen in to know if you disagree or not, don't you? How do you know if you disagree with something if you don't listen in? So anyhow, I'm sending out a shout-out to Matt Johns, who's a very good operator and a very good man. That's what he is. And while we're on that, here's Mick Christian's shout-outs. So we'll do Mick Christian now.
And I'll while we're waiting for Mick Christian's
Ivan's texted in just while I've been on. So listen to this. Ivan's texted in. He said, first of all, he said, sorry, won't make it today. Plane diverted to Sydney. And he's just texted in. Sorry, boss. Just touched down in Melbourne Airport. Have to have a sickie today. He's told us that he's still not coming in
You've got to pull your weight today. Ivan's not in. You will have to excel today. You've got to be two people.
Now, the...
No. Take it on board. You've got a hell of a lot on your shoulders
today.
Shut up
and let me get on with it.
You've got to cover for Ivan. You know, there's... Jeez, at least he's communicating. We found out he's in Sydney. Now he's in Melbourne. He's telling you he's right up to date.
Right. Thank you, Don.
It's called communication.
Right. So here's mickchristianmenswear.com. If you want the stubby holders, we're going to show them when we do the promo. They are fantastic, if you can call a stubby holder fantastic. And it is a collector's item because you've either got wind or you're smiling. I'm not sure, but there is a picture of you smiling.
Give us a look at your face. That's not you.
What?
You heard. That's not you.
Now, this is Mick Christian says, shout outs. Please, Cameron Sage. Sage. S-A-G-E. Sage is it's a herb.
Yeah. It's also a cottage. On Sages Road in Baxter, it's an original cottage.
Anyhow, I'm sure Cameron is not a cottage.
Sages Cottage.
Cameron Sage from Whitelaw in Victoria. Have you heard of Whitelaw?
No, can we Google it?
I've never heard of Whitelaw.
No, you've been everywhere.
And Tyrone Dark. This is the bloke's name, Tyrone Dark.
Don't laugh at his name.
I was saying... Tyrone, you would think Tyrone comes from Dark. His name is Tyrone Dark from South Kalgoorlie in Western Australia, Don. Both boys listen every week and say they love the podcast. And Ryan Hendrickson.
Where's Ryan from?
I was about to tell you, Don. Ryan Hendrickson from Cowes.
Cowes, Phillip Island.
Yes.
You know
what's brown and steaming and comes out of cows?
Penguins.
The Phillip Island Ferry. Ryan is giving his stubby holder a good workout. He's already...
giving what a workout?
Obviously, he's a piss pot. He drinks a lot. He might tipple. Tipple. Do you know what tipple means?
He doesn't go down near the penguin.
Do you know what tipple means? Tipple.
No, it'd be like Pinocchio. Is it Pinocchio? The word I
Pinocchio, yeah, that's what you are. You got a big nose and you're stupid. Here's Tracy. Now, listen, Tracy Pearson. Was there a newsreader called Tracy Pearson?
Yeah, it was Pearson. Was it
Tracy someone?
Tracy Curo.
Tracy Curo, it is too. I thought it was Tracy.
But there was a lady called
I don't
Pearson.
Think so.
Tracy, yeah, there was.
Tracy Curo. She was a good operator. Tracy.
Didn't she marry Rob Jell?
No.
Who married Rob Jell?
I don't think
Jell?
So. What?
Who married Rob Jell?
I don't think that's a good question, Don.
She was a newsreader.
She was. I don't
and they
think
both
it was
defected.
Tracy Curo. Did Tracy?
No, she was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, she was. She was a very, very good operator. Tracy Pearson from Rosebud says, get Rita Panahi on as a guest. Rita Panahi. You've said that, haven't you? Rita Panahi. She's on Fox News, on Sky News. Rita Panahi. What are you looking like that for? You've said get Rita Panahi on.
I was just
on.
Looking at your face and I was just doing a comparison.
And Murray.
To see whether it's you on the...
Who married Rob Jell? Assistant? Then they both got poached.
Yeah, the Channel 9, they had the top rating news show, and so Channel 9 thought we'll bugger them up. So they pinched
and Maury
them from 10.
Now, this is Maury.
Maury.
From Refection Perfection. That's what it says. I reckon that's Reflection, but he's got Refection here. It would be Reflection Perfection, but he's got Refection Perfection Auto Dealers in Brunswick.
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Brunswick East. He bought a cap. He bought the cap number 3. I don't know how much it went
but
for.
Isn't he the man you've sold all your Geelong memorabilia to?
Nah.
Or given it to him?
That's Leasy.
Oh, is
that's
it Leasy?
LA Smash Repairs. They are the supreme body shop.
Where are they?
They're in Collingwood.
Really?
Oh, no, I tell a lie, Don. They're in Doncaster.
Oh, I'm saying really. There really is. I'm not quite.
Well, they are.
What, do you do much business with Leegee?
Joe Pearson it was that, thank
you. Do you do much business with Leegee?
Hang on. Joe Pearson married Rob Jill, not Tracy. We've got Tracy Curo and Joe Pearson mixed up.
I don't know.
Anyhow, thank you, assistant. Who gave me the wrong soccer score. Reflection, Refection, Perfection, Auto Deal. And the stubby holders are made in Hobart, all Australian made. And he's going to have
to have... They couldn't make that in Hobart.
He's got... What does that mean?
Simply that.
Why couldn't people...
That's too complicated to be made in Hobart.
Well, there's a nice how do you do, Don. What are you saying? People in Hobart who are just 150 kilometres south of us or 300 kilometres south of us are ning-nongs. Are you? Why if you go down to Tasmania, would you suddenly lose your brains? You know, they keep it all in the family down there.
They'd have trouble lying.
They can trace their family tree back to when dogs were pissing on it. Now,
they'd be trotted.
Pissing on the tree. Now, so hang on. Now, I hadn't finished. I have finished.
I've got a shout out. While you're looking for that?
No, that's it for Mick Christian. And well, I went and gave a holders I went how gave, much?
Will you shut up? I went and gave a talk the other day at a football club.
Did you
called
keep it
Box Hill.
Simple, did you?
Yeah, and
no long words.
And Box Hill is little. I don't know what you'd call it. Little Asia or something now.
What?
Well, simply that. You go out there, there's writing, Asian writing on every shop. I grew up in Box Hill.
So it's been...
And so, but it's a store they're embracing... Water. Listen, they're embracing the community. And well done to the Box Hill Football Club. Diana Lynn is on the committee.
Who?
Diana Lynn. And she is a conduit to the community at Box Hill. And it's good to see them really getting involved in Box Hill.
A conduit.
I wouldn't have a clue.
That's
but
true.
Anyway, there she is. And I was really impressed with Box Hill. They're doing a great job.
Now, I'm going to quickly tell you this. Well done, Don.
Diana Lynn. And whoever had the foresight to get the local community on board at Box Hill should be congratulated.
So, Don, here's people ask, have I got any footage of me playing football or, in fact, you?
It's on YouTube.
So, I'm about to tell you. Someone said... there's some footage on YouTube of me slinging you to the ground in a game, and if you want to watch it,
yeah,
you can go on to my YouTube channel. It's called at Original Smart as Sam, and all you have.
Well, they got that blind turn you did in South. You know, in that state game, you played against South Australia, and you did a blind turn with nobody around. You made a fool of you. Have they got that footage of that?
We'll be putting that on, Don, because we haven't put it on.
What happened there? Did you have a brain fade when you executed that blind turn?
No, because we'd beaten them by 100 goals.
Oh, so you just thought you'd do it around a blade of grass?
Yeah, just stick it up, and by showing how futile it was playing them. Because we are. So at Original Smart as Sam, and if you hit the bell to subscribe, it costs nothing, but you hit the bell. I don't know what this means, but there's a bell signal, symbol. You got to hit the bell. That means you subscribe. And every time something gets posted
on. Do we have somebody come on and just explain all this to us?
I'm explaining it to you. Every time you hear the bell, the bell alerts you to the fact that there's some new stuff on at Original Smart as Sam, and there's a piece of vision of you belting me and the umpire.
Bullshit, you were doing it to me.
Hang on, Don, I'm telling you. You belted me, and then I pushed you over, and the umpire gave me 15 yards, and then you got the ball, and I slung you down, and people thought, oh, that was fantastic. So if you want to watch that, you can go to at Original Smart as Sam and ring the bell to subscribe.
Would you want to do that?
Well, because someone said, have we got any footage of you and I playing together? And I said, as it so happens, we have.
Oh, really?
That's all I'm saying it for.
Because you're in a bottom team and I don't think we'd ever play you or be televised.
It was televised. We weren't in a bottom team then.
Oh, weren't you?
I think it was in the 60s.
Oh, you were a top team.
Yeah, and you were a bottom team. You got that round
the wrong
way.
Is that the game of the year you threw the game in the finals?
threw the game. No, yeah. Oh, no, that was...
You were accused of throwing the game.
I was too.
By the Ken chairman of selectors.
Tom Morrow.
Came
after
up to you after
he got beaten by 800 points.
Yeah, and asked you whether you received a bit of money on the side.
He did.
What happened that day? You just had an off day.
Yes, because we were the very...
There was no probe into what you were doing with the
money. I'll tell you why, Don, because...
What did you buy with the
money?
We
were the mainstays of the side and because
we got... Who's we?
The other man I just mentioned.
Tom Morrow?
Oh, fuck me. Tom was the was the chairman of selectors. I had said Ken Newland. Did you not hear me say that?
No.
Oh, dear God.
Number three.
All right, now, that's enough. So...
Was Jack Jennings the president back then?
Jack Jennings, yes, if the thing's worth saying,
the
it's
highlight
worth
of playing the highlight. Can I tell you something?
Quickly.
The highlight of playing Geelong was the after match. You'd go down there. The match was just a thing that got you to the after match,
yeah.
And then there would be a so the two teams would come together in the after match, and
yeah.
You know, social or whatever. And there would be a welcome by
it
the
was.
Host. And the host was
president.
The president. Host mm. president, who was Jack Jennings.
Jack Jennings, and he'd say, very nice to see you. If a thing's worth saying, it's worth listening to. And the first time that we...
Keep going, because he said the same thing every time.
I'm just about to keep going. And this was in the first game after we had unfurled the flag in 1963. And he said... it's great to see you all here, and he said, and nothing's given me greater pleasure than when I was introduced to Sir Kenneth Luke, was the president of the AFL then, and he said, he's out on the ground, and he said, and I'd like to thank Sir Kenneth and Sir Lady Luke for being here, Sir Kenneth and Sir Lady Luke, for being here. And
your friends are my friends and everybody
yeah,
else's friends.
He said, if you're a friend of mine, you're a friend of ours, and things worth saying, it's worth listening to.
The same thing every year.
And he said, and I want to say the ground looks in tremendous condition. The creator has done a terrific job mowing the grass down to its finest nip. And then he said, and then when we drove the bus... in a motor arcade through the city, not a motorcade, a motor arcade through the city, and the creator's done the ground, and Sir Kenneth and Sir Lady Luke are in the back of the... People thought, fuck it, hell, is this a routine, or is he going on the road as a comic? And
that was the highlight of playing Geelong. Let me tell you the aftermath and his welcoming.
We used to cringe in the background thinking, what? The fuck is he talking about?
Exactly.
Anyhow, Don, we are now winding this up. We're going to wait for the 15 minutes that the Dr. Ben Fornham can snatch with us. He's just going to snatch 15 minutes because Jody has obviously said, mate, limited
well, I want to
15.
Ask you about the Lord Mayor's job too. When can we... What's
well,
happening?
Well, Don, we're coming back. At now we're going to wind this up unless you've got one final shout-out or anything else to say. I don't believe you have. You've got nothing. You've had nothing so far today, and we'll come back and you can regather yourself and see if you can contribute.